Mishnah says in Daf Ein Zayin Beis, then Ivarim Bevarim Bali Mumin, Blazer Aimrim Karv Rachel Echar Mehem Yikavu Kol HaRoshin, then you can be makir of all of them. And the Gemara says, Amar Blazer Lehichshar Beliyazer Ela Shnayim Shnayim, Abel Echad Echad Loi. That even though Blazer is makshir to bring it, but it's only Shnayim Shnayim, but Echad Echad, you would not be allowed to do that. Now the Shaila is, what's the beer in that? What's the chilik between Echad Echad and Shnayim Shnayim? So I saw over here in the Mishmar Levi from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, Simon Kuf Tesvav, he brings down that he says that he saw that someone to be Masbir, that the pshat is like this. When you have two, Bevadai, one of them is not Yasir Tzatar, and that one is a Mitzvah Saktara. So being that there's a Mitzvah Saktara in one of them, even if the other one is of an Isser, but we could say, I said the Chalais to say, the Mitzvah being Makter one will be Mater the Isser in the other one, because that Aseh will be like the Lav, of which is Chal, and the other one which is Isser, and therefore you're allowed to do it Shnayim Shnayim, Ashenkin Echad Echad, where it's a Shaila of Isser Mamish, there, and there's no Dechiyah, therefore it could be Asser. And the Ramesh Mordechai doesn't say who says this Pshat, he just says Reisu Shoytzim Levayr, but Tivatayanim Makam Echad, Hashim Makam Acher. If you look in the Pnini Rabbeinu Kiyos Yaakov, written by Ramesh Mordechai Schulzinger, it's clear over there that the person who said this is a stipler, because he brings down over there on page Reshid Ches, he says, Reisi Kosov al Krichas Sefer Kilos Yaakov Zvachim, Shubabes Kvod Maran Shlita, Shaitzik Kvod Maran Shlita, Levar HaSwar about Zvachim, and he brings down this pshat. So this is a pshat that he saw that the stipler wrote on the cover of his Kilos Yaakov and Zvachim. It's not in the stipler itself, but something that the stipler wrote on the cover, and that's the pshat that he's referring to over here. Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger goes on to be mefakvik on the whole pshat, because it's not so pashit. B'chalal di se'aseh d'chalai se'i ki'ai gavna, and he has other kashas from other gemaras, and in the Pnina Rabbeinu Kiyos Yaakov, he's echad to a letter from the stipler who answers up what he meant in this pshat that he said. But the ikar vart that he's saying, even though the pshat is a geshmak of pshat, l'chayr from Rashi is not mashma like that. Rashi seems to be saying all different pshat over here. Rashi says that the reason of shnayim shnayim is because he could say a migu. The migu, the high lav di suru, high nami lav di suru, visuru azale, Budakav Kanashanimlach. That the part is that when you have two, for sure one of them is mutter, and if one of them is mutter, then the other one is mutter too. That's good for the din of a migu, just like any migu says, migu that this one is like it, that one is like that. We say migu over here too. If one is bevade mutter, then the other one is bevade mutter. So that's the lum. It's not the pshat that one is usher and still it's mutter, but din dechia. It's mutter because there's a din migu, and migu says that if one is mutter, the other one is also bevade mutter. So the, even if you're Miyashin Nepshat, it's definitely not the Pashas and Rashi, which is Mashu, it's working with a different lumdus, with some type of lumdus of Migu, not from the Din of Aseh Dechaloy Sasei.